gentlemen, you're live on the air with the Sam and Dan Nation, broadcasting to you live from beautiful Trailer Island here in scenic Louisville, Kentucky. Dan, what's going on, baby? How you feeling?
Just sitting and chilling in my boxes.
You're feeling loose. You look loose. Dan's in the studio tonight not wearing pants. He's teabagging all of the furniture. Aren't you? Aren't you?
There's a thin layer.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
I'm spilling beer all over myself. I'm just curious, where's the pork rinds?
Dan is seriously adverse to pants. You hate them. You hate them, don't you?
No, see, I love pants in public. I'm not much of a shorts guy, but I love boxer shorts in the house.
Yeah, Daniel refuses to wear pants around the house, just like I refuse to wear underwear. I haven't worn underwear since I'm like 6 years old. You're lucky that I like wearing pants, otherwise this would be really awkward for you.
Indeed.
Oh, boy, if you're listening tonight, why not take off your pants and stay a while? Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Sam and Dan Nation. We're very excited to be here.
Squeal! Squeal!
Kind of sums up our whole show, doesn't it, Daniel?
Pretty much.
Getting lucky in Kentucky. That clip just never gets old for me. Poor Ned Betty. Ned Beatty. My goodness. If you haven't seen Deliverance, we're not going to ruin it for you. It's a great movie. Got a fantastic show lined up for you this week. This is our very first show on the Internet's coolest radio station, Jackalope 105 FM, also broadcasting live in Kansas City, Missouri. Can't tell you how excited we are to be part of the Jackalope family. We've previously been on Blog Talk Radio. What were you going to say? I'm rambling off at the mouth.
Jackalope.
But now we have a real home here on Jackalope, and that's fantastic. Could not be happier. Big thanks and a shout-out to Mr. Todd Sheets for putting us on the air and giving you the chance to check out the Sam and Dan Nation. If you're listening tonight for the first time, we got us a little game we like to play. What's it called, Daniel?
We play all kinds of games around here.
It's called the Shelby County Mate and Call. Every time you hear this sound... Every time you hear that sound, you have to drink. Now, we can't tell you what you're going to drink. We can't tell you what you have to drink because we have to be FCC friendly, don't we?
Yes.
Isn't that right? But you can drink anything you want. You know, maybe a cold Yoo-Hoo, a nice frosty adult beverage of some type.
Capri Sun. Clearly Canadian.
A high C juice box. Ain't nobody drank Clearly Canadian in 20 years.
Maybe the Canadians. I don't know.
You know what? We should look into that. It might actually still be popular in Canada. Whatever you want to drink, we're a party show, but every single time you hear this sound, you got to drink.
And remember, if you're drinking Clearly Canadian, drink responsibly. Don't drink Clearly Canadian and drive.
Is there any way to drink Clearly Canadian other than responsibly? I guess maybe if you mixed it with moonshine or ether or something. I don't know. Oh, gosh. It's been a busy week. Daniel, what went on this week, man? We've been busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest on a spiral staircase. It's been busy.
That just sums it up.
But what did we do for fun? We did some things for fun this week. We went to the Gay Pride Festival in Louisville. That was exciting.
We did do that.
That was a life experience. One of our friends, Nicole. Shout out, Nicole. Say hi.
Hello.
Nicole's in the studio with us tonight.
Lots of men without pants there.
Lots of men without pants.
Luckily, women without tops as
speedos.
Well.
Speedos. Yes, yes. Women without tops. It was crazy. We'd never been, so we thought, what the hell? I'll tell you, man, gay people, they know how to party. They really do. It was a blast. We watched a drag show.
We did.
Met some really cool people. You're right. A lot of boobies. Shocking amount of boobies, even though they had absolutely no interest in us.
No, not at all.
Well, I say us, not really us. I mean, Dan, really. I have
phallic
a woman.
Symbols in general.
I have a woman, a straight woman at that with great breasts, so it's not like I was there shopping. But anyway, boobies nonetheless. Dan and I are equal opportunity booby aficionados. Is that the correct word, Dan?
Connoisseurs.
Maybe that's better. Gay, straight, lesbian, transgender, we don't care. A rack is a rack, right?
Indeed.
That's what I say. And speaking of the breastises, or booties, I should say. If you don't know, Dan and I are having ourselves a little contest. So I'm going to play a little commercial spot for it now. Ladies, if you're listening, please turn up your radios. Pay attention.
Think you've got the best booty in America? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Join the Sam and Dan Nation as we search for America's best new booty in a contest that will prove to everyone you have the assets to really get the attention you deserve. To enter the contest and win, you must be 18 years of age or older. Take a picture of that big, beautiful backside and email it to samanddannation, all one word, at yahoo.com. No nudity, ladies, just a crystal clear creative pic. It shows us what you're working with. Our grand prize winner will receive cool Sam and Dan merchandise, have their booty pic featured on the official Sam and Dan fan page, and have the opportunity to become an official Team Motorboat Girl. So don't wait another second, ladies. Bust out those camera phones and start taking pictures. We want to see you as America's best new booty.
Love it. Love it. Love it, baby. This was actually a fan-suggested contest. Somebody was like, you guys talk about hot women all the time, so why not have a contest? So, of course, Dan and I agreed. And, you know, we got the whole Team Motorboat thing going on. If you haven't heard about it, my goodness. Team Motorboat. Team Motorboat! Oh, there it is. Yep. Bust them out. Team Motorboat, ladies and gentlemen. Team Motorboat's all about the accentuation and appreciation of the female form. That's a nice way to say it, isn't it, Dan?
It's not a bad way to say it.
Specifically, the top half. You know, I was thinking about this earlier today. Maybe we should have like a team caboose or something, you know, for booty lovers. You know, get us like a train sound.
Definitely,
like,
definitely a fan of the caboose.
Yeah, I'm honestly almost a bigger fan of that than I am the top half. That's a good idea. It's a good idea. We should look into it. See, what else is going on? It's hot as hell, man. God, it's hot. Fat people are melting. Literally melting. I am so sick of the damn heat. You're used to this. You grew up in Kentucky.
I still don't like it.
I know. I'm not saying you like it, but I mean, it's just so humid here. It's awful, man. You can drink the air. I'm from Wisconsin, which, you know, is basically Canada. You know, I'm definitely a cold weather person, and this sucks. It sucks. I'm over it. I'm ready for it to be fall, ready for Halloween. Just done. Anyway, speaking of weather, we got a friend named Gary, and he's a longtime listener of the show, and he's a big fan of Dan's, isn't he, Daniel?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Some might call Gary a stalker. Anyway, we love him so much, we decided to have him on to do this week's weather report, which we've never actually done a weather report before, but we asked Gary to do it. So without further ado, here's our buddy Gary from Pikeville with this week's weather report.
Hello, am I on the air? Oh, Lord, it's Gary from Pikeville. You want to know the weather, huh, Lord? I tell y'all, it's hot as hell out here. My butt crack's been sweating all day long, and not in a good way. It's hotter than Clay Aiken at a Westboro picnic, I tell you. Lord, it's hot. I went out to my daddy's farm yesterday. All the corn on the stalks started popping and flying through the air. Cows thought it was snowing. Some of them froze to death. It was sad. It was terrible. So hot I saw squirrels fanning their nuts. Potatoes are cooking underground. All you gotta do for lunch is pull one out and add a little butter. Farmers are feeding their chickens crushed ice, keeping from laying hard-boiled eggs. Cows been giving out evaporated milk. It was so hot, Satan took the day off. Even the damn sun was looking for shade. I've seen poor birds out here picking up worms with potholders. Saw a dog chasing a cat, and they was both walking. Seen Dennis Rodman, he wasn't even wearing a bra. Workers down here at KFC been jumping in the fry vat trying to cool off. Saw a fire hydrant begging for a dog to pee on it. Calista Flockhart was spotted eating ice cream. She almost had a second spoonful. Water in the public swimming pool is evaporating so fast, children are being encouraged to swim to the deep end. Just keep ignoring the no-peeing rule. Lord, it's no wonder certain states are already imposing water restrictions. Here, I'll read you some. New Jersey. No bathing or showering more than once a month. Bathing in the ocean or in Paris is encouraged. Michigan. American cars must not be washed more than once a week. Washing Japanese cars is strictly prohibited. German cars may be driven into the lake. New York. No more drinking water than 4 glasses a day. Beer may be consumed at will. Minnesota. Anyone who wastes water will be asked to wrestle the former governor, Mr. Ventura. Here in Kentucky, they just banned bathing completely. They've been threatening to shut the damn water off. Everyone here in town smells like dirty feet and Vienna sausage. Texas, illegal aliens aren't allowed to drink American water. They got to bring their own across the border. I missed my poor cat this morning, sneaking in the car when I left for work. By the time I got out there for lunch, she'd done swole up to the size of a shopping bag and exploded all over $2,000 worth of leather upholstery. Now I got to get a new damn cat. I'm telling y'all, it's hot. It's hot. Y'all try to stay cool. Don't you worry about Gary. I'm going to go find me a nice pina colada and a cabana boy with a fan. I'll talk to you soon. Guess it's...
squirrels were fanning their nuts. That's about it. That's pretty accurate, isn't it, Daniel?
Gary's a crazy guy.
I don't even be careful there on the FCC.
I wasn't going to say that.
No,
like
no,
saying,
no. I thought
putting words in my mouth.
Gary would never mind. We'll just walk away from that. Was blankety blank something in your mouth. If you don't know, Daniel and I wrote a book. It's titled Slashology. It's a fictional horror manual of sorts. We wrote a book, Daniel. I feel good about that, don't you?
I feel good.
It's a life experience. Published through Steinberg Media Group. Check them out on the web, www.steinbergmediagroup.com. It's going to print now, actually. It's being printed as we speak. We'll be making our debut author appearance at this year's Fright Night Film Fest. That's coming up at the end of next week, man. It's crazy.
I gotcha.
It's already here. June 29th. I'm super excited.
Don't be scared.
If you ain't been to their, it's just a convention. Don't be scared. If you haven't been to their website, check it out. FrightNightFilmFest.com. Tons of great guests headlining this year. Ken Daniels, the man who puts on the convention. Great guy, personal friend. It's going to be held at the Galt House this year in Louisville, Kentucky, which is a huge venue. It's worth every penny you'll spend there and more. Check it out. We certainly hope to see you there. And, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pay some bills here real quick, try to keep the lights on here in Trailer Island, and we'll be back with this week's entertainment news.
Ever wondered what it would be like to stare into the darkness through the eyes of a madman? For years, the slasher genre has produced some of the most terrifying and influential films in the history of cinema. But what if our fears were real? What if our most sinister nightmares came to life and began hunting us? What if anyone, even you, could become a bloodthirsty monster capable of carrying out your darkest desires? Slashology is a fictitious how-to guide that explores this fantasy, a satirical grimoire of sorts. It describes at length the training necessary to become an unstoppable killing machine. Including in its blasphemous and disturbing pages are the physical training routines, mental preparation exercises, and spiritual transcendence necessary for the hunting and sacrifice of the innocent. It will summon forth the evil inside you, blackening your soul, and taking you to a place few men dare to venture, and even fewer return from alive. Slashology, available on Amazon.com.
Find yourself searching the internet for works of literary genius? Look no further. Steinberg Media Group is here for all your intellectual, thought-provoking reading material. An avid supporter of the First Amendment, Steinberg Media Group is committed to publishing the most interesting, controversial, and thoroughly enjoyable literary works of the American mind. Don't waste another second numbing your brain with thoughtless network television. Pick up a book and get reading today. Visit our website, www.steinbergmediagroup.com. That's www.steinbergmediagroup.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for this week's entertainment news. We're going to kick it off with a little bit of Beastie Boys.
No sleep till...
crazy. He always smokes dust. He's got his own room at the back of the bus. Love me some Beastie. Love me some Beastie. Man, there's a ton of stuff going on in entertainment news this week. Not even sure where we should start.
Well, we've been watching a lot of trailers. Today, we saw the trailer for Taken 2.
Indeed, Taken 2. Taken, without a doubt, my favorite Liam Neeson film of all time.
Taken is a great film.
The great film.
I think what was great about Taken is when it came out, he wasn't really known. Liam Neeson, he's not really, he's a dramatic actor, and you don't really think of him as an action star.
Not at all. I never even equated him to being such a badass.
And so what they basically did with this is they put him in the role that, in most cases, Jason Statham would have played.
Oh, yeah. That Taken originally, I mean, that they could have just inserted Statham right in there, and he would have been perfect. But exactly, that's what I was going to say.
He doesn't have the – he's good.
He doesn't have the dramatic angle that Neeson has. And Neeson really, you know, watching the movie for the first time, it was like he was literally a father who was, you know – trying to get his daughter back.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
We watched the trailer for the new one, and it's set in Istanbul.
We were worried about this to begin with.
Well, they discussed that apparently he's going to be taken, and the trailer doesn't really embellish that aspect.
No. Well, if you're listening, drink whatever you're drinking. And, when we read it initially, it did say that he was supposed to be taken. But the trailer that we watched today, I mean, it looks every inch as badass as the first film.
Well, obviously, he's not going down without a fight.
No, not at all. It looks like they take his wife, too.
The basic plot synopsis from IMDb is, In Istanbul, retired CIA operative Brian Mills and his wife are taken hostage by the father of a kidnapper Mills killed while rescuing his daughter.
Right.
Now, that father is played by Rade Serbizija. He always plays like Russians. And
every time we read entertainment news, we always end up with a bunch of names for actors we can't pronounce.
For those of you that don't know who he is, he was Boris the Blade in Snatch. He played Dimitri.
We ain't real good on the book learnings.
He played Dimitri Gradenko in season 6. In season 6 of 24.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
And he was also the homeless man in Batman Begins. The dude.
Oh,
trade jackets.
You know what? That's funny. Is I literally probably remember him more from that than anything else you just read. Literally, I do remember that part, and that was one of my favorite parts in Batman Begins.
Yeah.
It was like he was giving up himself. He was like, I want your dirty, nasty urine-stained jacket. I wonder if he got, like, a bottle of booze with that, too. I wonder if he's if Christian Bale walked away and he's like, well, there's a bottle of Mad Dog in here.
It's very possible.
A little Wild Irish Rose.
Anyway, the trailer itself looks just as good as the first one.
No, it does.
It stands to be seen whether that's the case or not.
I'm so excited. I was worried that it was not going to live up to the original, but from the trailer I saw today, I can't see it. I'm going to pay money to see that. Can't wait. Super excited. We went to see Prometheus, which we're going to talk about later when we do our movie review, but we saw a trailer in Prometheus that we were both real, real excited about. We saw a couple of trailers. One was The Possession with the guy, the dad from Supernatural, and I can never think of his name, but he's an awesome actor, and I feel like an ass.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
You got me at the moment. I know his name.
Son.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
I know his name.
Whatever. The dad from Supernatural, if you watch.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
He was also in that movie.
He was in Watchmen.
He was in Watchmen. And
comedian.
And the movie was...
It's killing me that I...
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Can't remember
kind of,
his
It was
name.
Kind of like the Expendables. What was it? Come on.
Oh, The Losers.
Movie. The Losers. Thank you. It was a comic book adaptation. Anyway, whatever. We can't remember his name. But it's a movie with him in it. And it's a possession-type oriented film. The name of the movie is literally Possession, but it's kind of going a different angle than most of these other possession movies we've seen lately over the last couple of years, which I'm really kind of done with. But we were trying to decide whether to talk about that one or this one. And Sinister is a new movie that's coming out, 2012. It looks awesome. Very, very cool. I don't know if any of our listeners have seen the trailer. You can obviously YouTube it. Ethan Hawke is in it, and he hasn't been in anything in a while, has he? I haven't seen anything with Ethan Hawke in it.
No, I can't think that vampire flick that I still can't remember the name of.
Right. IMDb here says it's a found footage. Now let me correct this. It's not a found footage film.
No, the way it's presented is.
And thank God, because I'm so done with found.
Well,
footage
this is
movies.
The way I like to see found footage films presented. It's presented as though the found footage is stuff he's watching.
Right, right. And that is what develops the movie. It says here, found footage helps a true crime novelist realize how and why a family was murdered in his new home. Through his discoveries, he puts his entire family in the path of a supernatural entity. It looks creepy. Creepy as hell, man. Scott Derrickson directed it. And he's also one of the writers on it. So very, very cool. Can't wait for that to come out. See what else is going on. Resident Evil Retribution trailer. I'm so done with this, dude. I'm so done with this.
I haven't cared about these
just
films.
Just let it die.
Time.
Just let it die. Why do they continue on with this? It's so bad. It's so bad. Her career should have been over after Ultraviolet, sir. It should have been over after Ultraviolet. They just keep making these. Why do they keep making them?
I'm not really sure.
I
guess they make money.
Excuse me. I love the video game. The video game is fantastic. But
with the horrible wooden B-movie acting from the video games, the plot
carries it.
It's still much better in the game.
Carries it. Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
I just don't understand how screw something up so bad.
Well, they don't care, and they're trying to recash. And, you know, people that are into Resident Evil and, of course, the zombie craze that's going on now, people just want to watch more stuff with zombies in it. But the fact of the matter is, this just looks horrible. Looks horrible. I swear. I'm not going to watch it. I can't watch it. I refuse to watch it. I'm done. I'm done with it. We watched a new trailer today for, it's called Dredd, but it's Judge Dredd is what it is.
Correct.
And I hated the Stallone movie originally.
Well,
that was one of my least favorite Stallone movies.
I think a lot of people in mainstream society anyway don't realize it was originally a comic series, 2000.
Well, yeah, it was. It was a comic series.
And Judge Dredd was one of the more popular characters.
The trailer itself, you know, it excites me from the standpoint that they're doing something different with it. It's not as cheeky. It's not as cheesy as the Stallone film was. It's got a real action feel to it. You know, kind of like a RoboCop sort of.
Right. It feels like the original RoboCop movie in a lot of ways. I thought tonally.
It would have been awesome if they could have got Stallone for a cameo.
I think they wanted to distance themselves as much as possible from the Stallone vehicle.
I don't even remember how the Stallone film did. It couldn't have done that well.
I am the law!
Clearly he didn't. Stallone milks everything that's ever made him money.
And, you know, I noticed in this, the guy that plays Dredd, Carl Urban, he had a lot of the same sort of one-liners.
Sentence is death.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was cheeky, but it wasn't nearly the same thing.
No.
I applaud them because when they made the original film, they took Stallone out of the helmet most of the time.
Right.
And in this, it looks like he's almost, I didn't see one shot of him without the helmet on.
Maybe he's horribly disfigured.
No. in the comic series, I don't think he takes the helmet off.
Does he not ever? I've never read any of the Judge Dredd comics.
I don't know. I'm not that familiar with the territory so much so that I can say that he never takes the helmet off. But I'm saying the helmet is a staple. So
right,
I'm glad
right,
to see
right.
that they just said, you know what? He's going to wear the helmet.
Well, we'll see. I'll go watch that. I'm excited to see what they do with it. Hangover Part 3. I am so excited about this. Hangover visits Tijuana. Tijuana, of all places. I don't know why they didn't just go there with the original one. Well, the second one. They should have done Tijuana as the sequel to the Vegas
Well, what's
Hangover.
Interesting about this one is they say a lot of it will be shot in Los Angeles, but then they're going to do... But then they're going to do
we
some Vegas scenes
we don't even
again.
Edit that out. We don't edit it out. Don't be bashful.
They're going to do some Vegas scenes again, and then it says there's going to be a week in Tijuana.
A week in Tijuana. That's going to be nuts. But
a day
like,
in
how
Tijuana
are they,
nuts.
How are they going to trump the last one? The last one with, you know, the speedboat crashes and the the transient.
Transient?
The transsexual strippers and... No, I mean, how are they going to outdo it? I don't know. But I'm excited to see it. I can't wait to see it. I will keep giving them my money. That's a funny, funny movie.
I just love the characters.
No,
people complained about the plot of the second
whatever,
one.
Whatever, who cares? It's not the plot. You don't care about the plot. You want to watch three guys, you know, get drunk and do stupid stuff and get themselves into horribly ridiculous
situations. Yeah, I would
situations.
Pretty much watch them do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, they could host
those
a,
three characters.
They could host a cooking show, and it would be every inch as funny.
Right.
As long as...
As long as they were hung over
as
the
long
next
as Zach Galifianakis put roofies in whatever they were, you know, cooking. That would be funny. All right, moving on here. Speaking of Judge Dredd, and we referenced RoboCop, might as well talk about it. They're remaking RoboCop, for people who don't know... And I was a little biased about it. I'm still a little biased about it. I liked the original RoboCop. It was for an 80s film. I mean, there was obviously it had its it had its issues. It had its cheese. But they're redoing it now. Let's see here. It says Hugh Laurie of House, that's a big name, has been cast as the evil and ultra rich CEO of Omnicorp, the company that makes and produces the RoboCop. Gary Oldman will play Norton, the scientist who creates RoboCop and finds himself torn between the ideals of the machine trying to rediscover its humanity and the callous needs of the corporation.
Does it sound like they're getting a little punny there with the machine?
The machine. Samuel L., I'm sick of these blankety-blank snakes on this blankety-blank plane, will play Pat Novak, a charismatic media mogul and a powerful force in the RoboCop world. That's cool they got Jackson, man. He don't even need to work after the Avengers movie. he ain't never got to work again.
Didn't they signed him for like, I don't even remember how many films. It's like 8, 12, like as far as related. Now, a lot of them are cameos in the Marvel Universe films.
What's he making from those cameos?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, my goodness. RoboCop, we'll see what happens with that. From Dark Horizons News... Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited about this. I'm actually tearing up a little bit. Oh, Lord. Michael Bay's reboot of the Ninja Turtles, ladies and gentlemen, has been delayed.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Can I get an amen up in this piece? Can I get a hallelujah?
Michael Bay's Ninja Turtles, I can't even call them mutants, because what he wanted
Teenage
to do with them
mutant, alien
is they
turtles.
Were
going to
be aliens.
Teenage alien
which
Ninja
completely
Turtles.
Negates the premise. And some might ask, why does it matter? Well,
it matters.
You know, if they're aliens and they come from a different planet, how do they happen to be named after Renaissance artists?
Yeah,
you know,
well,
do they come from a special ninja planet?
Full of Renaissance painters.
Yeah, like, I just don't. It's so wrapped up. And then, well, where does Splinter fit in?
That's the problem.
Point?
None of us could wrap our heads around it when you know the information was released, and not just on the internet, but literally everywhere. There has been a huge blowback and a huge push against this film, just simply because it sounds ridiculous. Like you're messing with childhood, you know, icons and dreams. It would be like if you went and you completely rewrote the origin of Batman or Superman or Spider-Man or whatever. I mean, the Ninja Turtles are important to people, especially people our age. Like,
right.
That's what we grew up, you know, that's what we grew up watching. We don't want to see somebody screw around with that. You know, they've already done it enough disservice with the crap they put out recently. We just watched a trailer today. They're doing it on Nickelodeon now.
Oh, it looks like some 1990s video game graphics.
It's
I don't know
horrible,
what they're
man.
Doing there.
Looks terrible.
I'll take the live action one that they did with Venus de Milo, the fifth female turtle, before I'll take that.
The Power Rangers? The Power
yeah,
Rangers
Saban made.
That was a win for Saban. Yeah, could not be any happier that the Turtles project has been. Hopefully, it's dead.
And it says the reason for the delay is said to be script issues.
Script issues. I bet it's script issues. I hope it dies. I hope they just let it die and leave it alone, because we don't need anybody to reinvent the Ninja Turtles. So one more time, I'm gonna give the applause. One more time, the Turtles film is halted. Thank you. No, he already got the Transformers. He took that from us. Does he have to have everything? Why don't they just have him redo the Ghostbusters and G.I. Joe, too, while they're at it, and everything else I cared about?
Well, let's not even get into the G.I. Joe film.
Well, yeah, because that was... they did that enough of a disservice. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit here, Daniel. Follow with me, baby. Bored to Death. Bored to Death gets a movie finale.
Question mark.
Question mark. Question mark.
Like with everything that HBO does.
It was a great show, man.
Well, here's what happened with Bored to Death. The first season, it was dry. People didn't quite understand it.
I'll be honest. It took me. It took me the first season to really
right.
get into it.
I can agree with that myself.
Once they brought Zach Galifianakis on board, I was in. I was in it to win it.
Yeah, I mean, you had Schwartzman, you had Galifianakis, right. And you had Ted Danson in what I think is probably one of his
Without
best
a
roles
doubt,
ever.
No question about it. Ted Danson's best role of all time in that series. Loved it. And then they canceled it. Broke my heart.
And they canceled
Absolutely
it just when it was really getting good.
It was just really getting funny. And, I mean, I know the viewership dropped off, but they should have let it go a little way. Anyway, enough of our views on the show itself. They've talked about it previously, but hopefully it really does get a movie. I'm very excited to see it.
Now, of course, the problem is that they've also discussed doing a Deadwood film and
yeah,
various
HBO's
other Carnival.
About, yeah. Sopranos.
Right.
I've been waiting on that.
Well, but anyway, at least this, they're talking about doing an HBO film as opposed
right.
to a theater film. So, you know, that's easier.
That's doable.
It's obtainable.
That's definitely doable. Definitely doable. All right, so fingers crossed. Hopefully that'll happen. We're going to try to get through the rest of this year a little quick because we still have lots of other show to get to. Rob Zombie tackles Broad Street Bullies. Rob Zombie is making a new film, and ladies and gentlemen, it's not a horror film. Well, it kind of is. Hockey's bloody. It's a hockey film. Glad he's venturing out and doing something else than screwing with my childhood horror film passion.
And it absolutely sounds interesting.
Rob Zombie will write, direct, and produce the hockey drama Broad Street Bullies, reports Deadline. The film deals with Philadelphia Flyers hockey team who evolved from a cellar-dwelling expansion team into one that racked up victories and penalty minutes in equal measure during the 1970s. We actually watched some YouTube videos of their stuff earlier today. I'm a huge Devils fan, man, but I know about the Flyers and whatnot, but I hadn't really watched any of their old stuff. And, yeah, it was rough. Rough. They were violent. You know, that's cool that he's doing something different, and I'm sure it'll probably be just as raunchy as every other Rob Zombie thing he does. Lots of F's this and F's that, and lots of, I'm sure Sherry Moon Zombie will be in it somewhere with her top off. He just can't make a movie without putting his
nude
wife
she'll be,
in it.
She'll be the wife of one of the players or something, girlfriend.
Probably. But whatever. You know, he's doing something different, and he's staying away from Halloween, so my hat's off to him. Charlie Sheen in a new show, Anger Management. We just caught a trailer for that today. That looks really exciting. I'm glad Charlie.
I mean,
Sheen's
it's a teaser trailer. It doesn't show a lot, but
it's gonna be awesome.
It'll
I hope
probably
they bring the
good.
Tiger's blood reference into it.
I think it's interesting that they're playing up that Charlie Sheen Tiger
right.
blood
well,
persona.
Yeah. Not because he's crazy, but he's funny crazy. He is funny crazy, and so yeah, they're gonna put him in a new show. And I've tried to watch Two and a Half Men since they brought Ashton
Kutcher.
I wanted to say something else. I wanted to say several other things. Since they brought Ashton onto the program, and I'm just not a fan, man. Not a fan. It's all right, but without Charlie Sheen, they got nothing. I haven't even checked, but I'm assuming their ratings have dropped off quite a bit. So anyway, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. And ladies and gentlemen, let's give Charlie Sheen another chance because you know he's been awesome for most of his career. Aside from the hookers and the cocaine and the complete self unraveling on network television. It just
right.
makes for an interesting character, you know. Let him back in the limelight. Let's watch him again. I'm excited. All right, kids, ladies and gentlemen, that's this week's entertainment news. And if you don't know, you should know because I'll tell you what time it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's 4:20 here on the Sam and Dan Nation. And if you know what 4:20 is, then you know what time it is, and you know what to do. Dan and I need us a little 4:20 break, so. Here we go. Cut off again, just like it did last week. I don't understand that. Oh, yeah. That hit the spot. Boy, I really needed that. Okay, folks, we're going to do a little shameless self-promotion of our Zazzle store, and we'll be right back with this week's movie review, Prometheus. I'm excited to talk about it.
Are you tired of dressing like a sexless, humorless Protestant? Is your wardrobe bland, boring, and lacking in style? Well, then mothball those church clothes and visit the official Sam and Dan online store. We've got everything you need to make a real fashion statement. Cool, thought-provoking t-shirts for him and her. Check out our exclusive Team Motorboat gear for the ladies. And it doesn't stop there. We've got coffee mugs, beer steins, and stylish iPhone cases to complete your new look. It's all available right now. Visit www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation and get your new gear today. Once again, that's www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation.
Mothball those church clothes. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for this week's movie review, Prometheus. Let's get things started with a little Rama.
Do you want to sleep? Do you want to sleep? Do you want to sleep?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, a little drama-rama for you. choking to death on my own beer. That's terrible. This week's movie review, Prometheus. Daniel, I'm very excited to talk about this. A lot of internet controversy surrounding it. I don't know why people didn't like this film.
I don't know either.
It sounded like the ship landing in the beginning.
I'm kind of curious if it's the religious connotations.
I'm guessing it probably is.
Or,
and the fact that,
I mean, it deviates quite a bit from the formula.
Well,
of,
people, first of all, hold on one second if you're listening out there. Hillbilly War Cry. It deviates quite a bit from, you're right, the original formula that Ridley Scott had going on.
I think that's what's good about it, though. It's
a prequel, but it's not a prequel.
It's a standalone film that ties in.
It is.
Essentially.
It absolutely is. And it is heavily religious. I mean, there's a lot of religious undertones, and that's probably what throws people.
I personally think it enriched the mythology of
alien films. Yeah, absolutely. It did. It gave cause and effect and reason. And I honestly, myself, I enjoyed it. You know, him and I talked about this. We're like, it's going to be really hard to review this movie. And it is hard to review it because there's so much going on with it, and there's so many different things that, you know, if you haven't seen it, it's clearly just going to spoil it for you. You know, I liked it as much as I did any of the other films Ridley Scott's put out, including Alien. You know, I thought it ties well together. It certainly doesn't hurt the franchise. It doesn't hurt the series of films.
Well, he definitely clearly had a new idea. And that's
maybe it wasn't a new idea. Maybe it was an old idea. Maybe
he's always had
a backstory he wanted to explain.
He had something to do. Like, he didn't just make a new film for the sake of making a new film.
No.
And I like to think most people can appreciate that.
Well, I certainly did, and I know that you did. And my woman, who's a huge sci-fi chick, she was super into it. She loved it. Loved it, didn't have any problems with it at all.
And she doesn't even care for the original Alien films that much, does
no,
she?
No, not at all. But I was literally looking at stuff on Facebook yesterday, and people were like, Prometheus, yawn, boring, everyone in the theater was disappointed. Like, how?
Well, I tell you what I really liked about it is it did not feel like a new movie. It didn't feel like a current movie.
No, the pacing of it is definitely reminiscent of an older film.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a late 70s, early 80s sort of
exactly.
style.
The cinematography, beautiful, gorgeous. I have no idea what it cost to shoot this film, but I'm guessing it was extraordinarily expensive. You know, if you just like cinematography, if you just like watching movies for the sake of watching movies because of, you know, the beauty of it all, I mean, it's a great film just for that, because the shots and the way that it's put together is just, it's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's the sort of film, if you're into sci-fi at all, you should at least give it a watch.
It's hard sci-fi.
Oh, yeah. No,
I'll give it that.
It's all up there with some Fringe.
It's Fringe. Yeah, we should review some Fringe on the show. I'm sure some of our listeners at least watch it occasionally. And anyway, but yeah, it's hard sci-fi. Definitely hard sci-fi, but cool. Scary. It crosses boundaries, man. I wouldn't just call it a sci-fi film.
No.
It's got some horror elements to it. It's definitely action-oriented. There were parts that were really scary and kind of gross and disgusting. The birthing scene, without getting too overly descriptive for people who haven't seen it, that was rough, man.
I think, if anything, it was probably, and this is what I dug about it, but it's very philosophical in nature.
Oh, yeah. No, it is.
And that might have been, like, it seems like anymore people don't want their filmmakers to actually, you know, put something real into a film. We're We're the MTV generation.
Don't make me think.
Well, especially don't make me think about things that I don't agree with.
Yeah, or don't make me think about things that are icky and scary, like, you know, maybe aliens put us here, maybe it wasn't some spooky, you know, God or whatever that put us on this planet. Maybe
the guy with the white beard.
Yeah, maybe aliens drove by 2 million years ago and threw a handful of DNA out the window, and that's how we all ended up here. You know, don't make me think about stuff like that.
I just got a glimpse of someone throwing DNA out a window, and that's scary.
What kind of DNA were they throwing? Short review this week, because there's really not a lot. I mean, there's not a lot we can say about it without giving away spoilers, and I liked it enough that I would like people to go see it and not, you know, not be biased from what we say or what anybody else says. Don't believe everything that everybody else says. Go watch it, you know, pay for it, give him your money, give Mr. Ridley Scott your paycheck. Go watch it and see it for yourself and you know, come up with your own ideas about it, because I think that's what he wanted to do. It was a thought-provoking film. I like
right. Any film, when I leave the theater, if I continue to talk about it.
And we did. The whole ride home in the car.
Whether I liked the film or not,
yeah.
I feel like it succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
If I have reason to talk about it for another 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, any movie that does that, it's a win. It's absolutely a win.
So. Even if it's bad, like, I'll say that. Even if it's a bad film.
True enough.
And you talk about it after the fact. And it continues going on.
In that case, Rob Zombie absolutely succeeded with Halloween.
He did, though.
Because we talked about it for like 4 hours after, and then had to go get drunk to kind of beat the memory
Anytime someone hates something that much, there's absolutely someone else somewhere else that absolutely loves it.
It's true. Very true.
You know.
Well, we dug. You know, to heck with it, what everybody else says. We like it so much, we're going to give it to Twisted Sister.
I want to rock!
My goodness. Gosh, it's been a good show. We're kind of getting down to the wire here. So, you know, basically, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, Daniel and I, you know, we live here in Kentucky, and there's not much to do. And there's this little establishment that we love and we frequent. And in fact, we love it so much, we agreed to let them play a little commercial spot. So without further ado, here we go.
Yeah! You like cold beer? You like barbecue? You like large women? My name's Cletus Unger Nathaniel Tunk, and I want to invite you down to Dixie Darling Strip Club and Barbecue, where hogging meets heaven. Get your pulled pork and eat it too. Get drunk for cheap. We got big women, saucy hog sandwiches, homemade cockroach tater salad in a VIP room with plush velvet upholstery. Try our 2-for-1 gut-busting double-decker slop beef sandwiches and get a lap dance for free. That's right, I said it for free with every order. Look her in the eyes. She's hungry. Give her a sandwich as a tip and watch the magic begin. Headlining Thursdays, we got big, beautiful Annie Mae, fresh out of quadruple bypass surgery, and she's ready to rock your trailer park. Come on out for the Friday Night Hog Wrestling Contest. 2 kiddie pools filled to the brim with our signature sauce. 2 300-pound women, 1 champion will emerge. You don't want to miss this. If you don't believe me, just ask one of our satisfied customers. Dixie Darlings is my favorite place for barbecue and women. I got me a sloppy beef sandwich and a free lap dance. Where the hell you gonna get a deal like that? She didn't even complain when the barbecue sauce dripped down her back and slid into her britches. She kept on dancing. Hell, I think she liked it.
I like me them big women, and their barbecue ain't that bad neither. I got me a double-decker in the lap dance. Annie Mae done had that bypass surgery, and she's looking pretty fine. They say she's holding steady 400 pounds. We're real proud of her.
Well, there you have it, folks. Come on out. We'll keep the pork pulled, the beer cold, and the women large, just the way you like them. Dixie Darlin' Strip Club and Barbecue, where hoggin' meets heaven.
Dixie Darlin' Strip Club and Barbecue, located just outside Hickcrest, Kentucky. 2 miles off Route 8, turn right by the big green tractor and left by the hay bale. Ladies over 200 pounds, get in for free. You will be weighed at the door. Dixie Darlin' Strip Club and Barbecue, where hoggin' meets heaven.
Woo! Yeah!
Oh, my goodness. So, obviously, that place doesn't exist, but it would be awesome if it did. It would be awesome if... Come on, lap dances and barbecue. I mean, really. I can't believe someone hasn't had that idea already.
I'm all about a pulled pork sandwich.
All about some pulled pork and a lap dance. Ladies, if you're listening, if there's any larger women listening, don't be angry. The Sam and Dan Nation, we love large women. Daniel and I love you, you know. You know what they say? If you've got it, what is it, Daniel? If you've got it, flaunt it, right? If you've got it, flaunt it, even if there's too much of it.
Oh, squeal, squeal.
I couldn't resist. Okay, folks, we're nearing the end of our show. If you're listening out there and you've been following along with us and keeping pace, it's time to finish whatever you're drinking. Whatever that is, right, Daniel? Capri Sun packets or well,
clearly
I don't know.
Canadian.
Clearly Canadian.
Kool-Aid Jammers.
That's funny. I haven't thought about those in years.
Mondo.
Yeah, the little bottles with the twist off tops, or like I said, an adult beverage of your choice. Whatever you're drinking, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to finish her off. I'm talking about the 42nd chug. Let's lift up those glasses, get ready. Here's a little Upon a Burning Body. Intermission. Let's get it done. That was rough. 40 seconds. It doesn't seem that long, but it's a long time. Woo! All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's this week's show. Thank you for listening. It's the Sam and Dan Nation. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter to take us out tonight. Here's a song that any married man can relate to. It's Lit with Miserable. Good night, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Peace!
You may